Afrobeat has proven to be the most durable and appealing fusion of African and American pop styles. Its late creator, Fela Kuti, is the subject of a current hit Broadway show called Fela. Music critic Milo Miles reviews new albums from Afrobeat inheritors. He says both sustain and build upon the style's foundations.
By now, a fairly wide swatch of pop music fans would know what I was talking about if I noted that in the late 1960s, bandleader Fela Kuti invented a style called Afrobeat with the key collaboration of his drummer, Tony Allen. That I wouldn't have to explain more about who Fela Kuti was or what Afrobeat sounds like is a testament to the remarkable, accelerating rise of Fela's fame since his death in 1997. Large record stores, what's left of them, often have whole Afrobeat sections in world music departments, and more major cities are home to local Afrobeat bands than ever before. The prime living player to thank for this is Allen, who has been in there keeping up the good work habits all along. His newest solo album is called Secret Agent, and it sounds like the most fully rounded version of Tony Allen Afrobeat he's ever made. Allen has gone through three phases in his career of more than 30 years. His first solo albums in the 70s were sturdy extensions of Fela's work, long, long workouts without Fela's outside personality to drive them forward. In the 80s, and for a long time afterward, Allen switched to a stripped-down type of Afrobeat, influenced by dub reggae, spacey Nigerian juju, and electronica. This mode is best sampled on the fine anthology Eager Hands and Restless Feet. Now Allen has completed the circle, and Secret Agent gives us compact cuts driven by his personality, or at least his polyrhythms. Allen says in the liner notes, "Fela wrote like a singer, I write like a drummer." That's a way of saying the multilingual lyrics shouldn't be a primary concern here. But it's refreshing to hear a wider variety of voices deliver them. These days, listeners can decide what variety of Afrobeat they want to hear. There are groups that stick to Fela's basics without sucking the vitality out of them. One of the best of these is the French group Fanga, with particularly tangy horn charts. But if you want to delve into Afrobeat stretched out and put into a lively mix, the Washington, D.C.-based group Elika does a clever and sure-footed job on their album Ajé, Ajé.
Ajé, Ajé, here they come in again. This time I won't let them take over my place. Ajero, here they come in again. This time I won't let them take over my place. Make it well. Novia, chi condisse. Amero sele moji oji wawi. Wanwa, wonga kwode. Beveva ivoa, omnya fika beto. Obewa toa, jacod of your heart. E brombe fioham le clodo anuede. Aje, aje.
There's as much reggae as Afrobeat in the music of Elika, and the folk forms of leader Massima Dogo's native country Togo play a strong role. But it is the attitude of the group, the confident way to make an American-African album that would be unimaginable without the influence of Fela. Except that, while Fela's bands always suggested a gang with a big-time bad boy leader, Elika is more like a seductive collective, forever inviting you to dance or fight the power, or both at the same time.
Let's join hands together.
Let's march.
Let's march in the spirit.
Let's march.
Let's join hands together.
Let's march.
Let's move on today.
Let's march.
Buried and strong as the current Afrobeat scene is, no performers so far are going to take the style away from Fela Kuti. And that's good. But it would be even better if there was a sudden new star powerful enough to do it.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. He reviewed new albums by Tony Allen and Elika. You can hear the title track from Tony Allen's new album on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. We'll close today's show with a 1976 Funkadelic recording in memory of guitarist Gary Scheider, who died last Wednesday at the age of 56. In 1997, Scheider, along with other members of George Clinton's Parliament Funkadelic, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm Terry Gross.